You're listening to iTAMIU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. Today is Friday, October 7th. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Cherry Rhodes, the first American to win an international organ competition, will perform in concert Sunday, October 9th, at 4 p.m. at the TAMIU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. The concert, part of the university's organ recital series, is free of charge and open to the public. It will be performed on the university's Sharkey Corrigan organ. Sunday's performance will include selections from Bach, Still, Mahler, and a special presentation of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. Rhodes is an adjunct professor of organ at the Thornton School of Music, University of Southern California. She is a graduate of the Curtis Institute of Music and made her debut with the Philadelphia Orchestra at age 17. She received both Fulbright and Rockefeller grants for study in Munich and Paris. She has toured extensively through the major music capitals of America and Europe and has been featured at numerous national and regional conventions of the American Guild of Organists. TAMIU received a three-year grant of more than $749,000 from the U.S. Department of Education Minority Science and Engineering Improvement Program for its Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Minority Outreach and Retention Enhancement Program, also known as STEM-MORE. The program aims to increase the number of minority students attaining STEM degrees by increasing the number of students entering STEM majors by 20% each year of the program, achieving an 85% retention rate for project participants, and increasing the five-year STEM major graduation rate from below 30% to 46%. Dr. Rafik Bachnak, TAMIU professor and chair of the College of Arts and Sciences Department of Engineering, Mathematics, and Physics, is the program's developer and director. Dr. Bachnak said the program has national implications. Increasing the participation of TAMIU students in the proposed activities is critical to broadening diversity in the sciences and enhancing the nation's technological and economic competitiveness, he observed. For additional information, please contact Bachnak at 956-326-2408 or email rbachnak@tamiu.edu. Shake the dust off your suit for the upcoming Government and Social Sciences Career Fair. The event, hosted by TAMIU's Office of Career Services, is scheduled for Tuesday, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Student Center. The event is free to all TAMIU students and alumni and the Laredo community. Participants will have an opportunity to meet with recruiters and get information on employment and internships. Business casual dress is recommended. TAMIU students and alumni can schedule an appointment to have their resumes reviewed by the Office of Career Services. Call 956-326-4473 to set up an appointment. From 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Student Center 231, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Animal, and Plant Health Inspection Services and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security will conduct a panel discussion, Protecting Our Agricultural Assets. It is sponsored by the TAMIU College of Arts and Sciences. And from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Student Center Rotunda, the 2011 Government and Social Service Career Fair will be underway. For a calendar of upcoming events, to register for events, or to sign up for reminders or to receive updates, visit tamiu.edu/career/events/calendar. Additional information is also available on Facebook at facebook.com/txamiu.career.services. Jorge Fernando Quiroga Ramirez, former president of Bolivia, will lecture at TAMIU Wednesday, October 12th, as part of the International Bank of Commerce keynote speaker series, Latin America in the Global Economy. The lecture, hosted by the A.R. Sanchez Jr. School of Business Center for the Study of Western Hemispheric Trade, is at 7:30 p.m. in the TAMIU Student Center Ballroom, Room 203. It is free and open to the public. Quiroga was Bolivia's president from 2001 to 2002 and assumed the presidency after the resignation of Hugo Banzer. At age 41, Quiroga had been elected vice president in 1997, the youngest vice president in the country's history. Quiroga is a 1981 graduate of Texas A&M University, where he earned his undergraduate degree in industrial engineering. He is the first Aggie to become a head of state. He also earned a master's degree in business administration from St. Edward's University in Austin. He has received the World Leader of Tomorrow Award from the World Economic Forum and has served as a governor for the World Bank, Andean Development Corporation, International Finance Corporation, and the International Monetary Fund. For additional information, please contact Amy Palacios at the Center for the Study of Western Hemispheric Trade at 956-326-2820, email cswht@tamu.edu, or visit freetrade.tamu.edu. Have you committed to a healthier lifestyle but are having trouble staying on track? The TAMU Rec Center's fitness nutrition sessions have returned this fall on Mondays at 5:30 p.m. in room 128. Sessions are currently free and open to the public. Participants can get started on a new healthy lifestyle with an outstanding nutrition program. With the help of a great nutrition team, participants can measure and track their progress and reach their nutrition goals. Throughout the semester, the TAMU nutritionist will provide presentations, handouts, and food demonstrations. Each session offers optional body fat and water percentage measurements. Participants are encouraged to bring in questions. The sessions are a great opportunity to keep that commitment to healthier living. Learn how to eat right, live right, and feel right at the TAMU Rec Center's Fitness Nutrition Sessions. For more information, please contact Denise Schuster at 956-326-3017 or email dschuster@tamu.edu. For more information on these stories, please visit us at tamu.edu. And for a calendar of upcoming events, please go to tamu.edu/calendar.